Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Right off the bat, I have my guest here today, Chef Stuart O'Keefe. I don't normally call you Chef Stuart O'Keefe.
Yeah, I mean,
I just tagged you on Instagram and that's what it said. And
that's sweet though.
Yeah. So Stu, you have a new show on Food Network called Let's Eat.
Let's Eat on Sundays at 9 a.m., 8 central.
Yes. And you're also a Housewives super fan.
I am. Like, it's my guilty pleasure.
Do you guys hear that accent, you guys? Whitney's here too.
It's back.
Hello.
The accent's back. We're all wet. we are excited to go through. Tonight was Real Housewives of New York reunion night, which I'm devastated that this is the end of the season.
Devastated.
And we are going to recap the whole thing. We're going to go through it scene by scene. We didn't talk Real Housewives of New York last week, so we are going to break down the rest of the reunion this week. Before we do, though, I have a disclaimer, you guys. So I know all of us that are watching it. We love this show, right? Like this is our sports. This is our football. This is our basketball. Whatever. However, we all need to take a step back. I want to do a quick disclaimer off the top because last week we didn't even talk about Real Housewives of New York, and I was getting DMs that were troubling. I love a conversation. I love a discussion, and I love when people reach out with their thoughts, and especially when they're different than mine. I love when somebody tells me something, and sometimes they make me realize something that I had never seen before or look at something from a different angle. However, some of the Bethany and Carol stuff has gotten very dark.
I could see that.
And I know, I get it. We all love it, right? Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Why? But I just hope that this week, this is the end of our reunion. I hope that we can celebrate this whole show. We can celebrate all these women. And of course, we're going to have opinions, but please don't send me threats.
Me neither, please.
Because last week, we didn't even talk about it last week, and I got like, somebody said, like, don't you dare stick up for, I don't know, it was, oh, don't you dare stick up for Carol. And it said like, and you guys, I don't approve of this language, but the message said like, Carol gets all the fags to rally against her.
Wow.
And I was like, this is getting too dark. Like, I almost got to the point where I was like, we're not going to do New York because I've gotten too many messages. Not that bad, but I've gotten a lot of messages. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if we can do this because it's getting too dark. So I hope we all respect each other's opinions and we realize that this is a TV show for our enjoyment. So that's my disclaimer. Did I hit all the points that I needed to hit?
Yes, and I think that's fair. It's fair.
Yeah. And I know, like, at different times, I change on the dime with these people. Like, I love.
Of course.
I just rewatched Bethany Ever After, her whole entire spinoff series, which I talked about here. And I re-fell in love with her and was against Jason. But then, look, when we're watching Roni, I'm kind of against it. But anyway, so let's hop into the reunion. Oh, wait, one more thing before we do. I'm jumping all over. So we did the ropes course, the Orange County ropes course last week, and then we went to the Quiet Woman. While I was at the Quiet Woman, Stu, you texted me from Andalus.
That's actually funny because the photograph you sent me back was crazy.
I know, like, how weird. Also, what is our lives that we're all just like,
I know, like, it's just like
Orange County locales. Like, how sad, but yeah, I love it.
Because we went to Puerto Vallarta. It was like last minute trip with me and my friend Chris Norman. And like, of course, we get there and Chris is like, Andalus. And I'm like, I couldn't remember the name of the bar from OC.
Shame on you.
I know, it's just terrible. But Chris is like, come on, we got to go. And I'm like, okay, let's go. And so we go in and they all know Vicky. Like, you know, Chris is Colombian. He speaks Spanish. So he's talking to all of them there. They're like, yeah, they love, like, she puts her ass on the bar. They slap her ass. She loves it. Like, insane. Yeah.
I need to meet this Chris. Well, I've met him before, but I need to hang out with this Chris because I love the fact that he just was like, let's go to Andalus right away.
Straight away.
He's my kind of person.
It's amazing. And yeah, it was just so funny. Because before I texted you, you were just sent me a message like, here I am at Andalus. I'm like, I'm at the Quiet Woman.
It's amazing.
So sad. And if for anyone who's missed the Monday episode was all about the Orange County ropes course experience with interviews from Emily Simpson from the show. She's the new girl on Orange County. It's really fun. So I encourage everyone to go listen to it. So also Orange County was off this week, so we're not talking about it here. But we are getting into the Real Housewives of New York reunion now. It was part three. Wow, wow, wow. It started off so intense, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, we hit the ground running. It was sort of like a continuation from last week.
It's just explosive. I mean, I couldn't breathe for the first, like, 5-10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, right? You can tell how strong their emotions are. This is not faking. This is very real.
Now, I thought, like, part one, I think Bethany kind of came ahead a little bit in part one. That was my opinion. And then part two, I felt Carol really came ahead.
Like, I love that we're score calling this like like presidential debates.
No, I know, I know. I swear, some of them. I'm like scared to say anything because I'm like some of the messages. It felt like election time. Mm-hmm. Some of the messages.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like,
I love you all.
Let's come together.
Love me back. I'm a Libra. Love me.
Like, I'm generally all for like Bethany, and I always think like she's, you know, like she's always kind of like she speaks her mind and I kind of like her honesty and stuff like that.
Right,
but
right.
Like this time, like I'm more on like Carol's, like she just, it's so clear to me that like Bethany is so hurt by it. Mm-hmm. And then like Bethany acts like a child when Carol tries to say something intelligent because she doesn't know how to speak back to her.
Yeah, it's like she can't emotionally speak, you know, like, you know, there's like a language of emotions and then, you know, you have a rational communication, that kind of stuff. And so instead of Bethany like diving deep and thinking about how she can express her emotion, she just goes into like badgering and it's like a power grab and she's like, I'm going to come out on top.
It's like 1,000 words a minute.
You know what? She needs to see that movie Inside Out. I just rewatched that recently. Like,
that's true. She needs to learn about her emotions.
It's like, honestly, like, I think everyone should be forced to watch that movie. It's so helpful. So we open the episode and Andy's sort of stepping in and Carol again, which we saw this last week. He's like, are you scared of her? And it was great. Andy's getting a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, he's been giving in the most recent reunions, he's giving a lot more, like, personal commentary.
He's more present,
than he used to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Agreed, yeah. He used to sit back more. And, like, I have all these reaction gifs in my gift folder of him just, like, looking wide-eyed and mouth agape. But now he's actually saying stuff, and he's like,
remember when the bird flew at his head?
Yes!
It's neither his
fault. That's a deep cut.
Yeah, I know, I just, that picture in my head. Yeah.
But and now he's inserting himself in the power play that's going on, which is interesting because he shuts people down. Like, I bet he defends it as like, I'm driving the conversation and that kind of stuff. But it's like, it is a little like, you're not as much of a fly on the wall.
Do you think he looks like he's taking more sides now?
I thought he did look like he was taking more sides.
Although by the end, I think he definitely warmed up to Carol, but throughout most of it, it seemed like he was taking Bethany's side.
Sure.
Which I always think like behind the scenes, I'm like, so what does he know? He must know something that we don't. But who knows?
I can see that for sure.
I don't know.
But there was one thing in the opening of this reunion that we saw that I've never seen before. And this was, there was a live Instagram video that Carol did with her friend. Yeah, and her friend.
I actually watched that.
You watched
it. And I don't watch them all the time, but like I was just sitting there and they were watching it while the show was on. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. This is kind of cool.
So wait, it was Carol and her friend watching an episode?
Yeah, I believe that was in L.A.
Okay.
When Carol was in L.A. Because remember her friend's husband died or something
like that. Who's a big Hollywood guy.
Which, by the way, that's, what's her name? Is it Cassandra Gray?
Yeah.
Yeah, so who's dating David. Samantha Ronson now. And Samantha Ronson, of course, famously exes with Lindsay Lohan. And I'm working on a podcast about that era, but we'll talk about it another time. Anyway, okay, so their watch. Was that Cassandra in the video?
Yes.
It was.
I believe
I don't know what she looks like. So.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
She has a successful beauty website as well.
Okay. So so they were watching the episode. So Stu, you saw this.
Yeah. And as it was going on, they were commenting on Bethany. It was like, yeah, Bethany, that's who you are. That's what she, like, it was kind of like.
And they said something about skinny girls, not an appropriate name anymore because women's bodies shouldn't have to be skinny or something.
Well, by the way, when Skinny Girl first came out, I was like, that's offensive and a shitty ass name. Mentally, we all like want to be skinnier. We don't need to reinforce that message harder to young girls, let alone every woman. We already get that message on every level. We don't need a literal brand saying be skinner.
I remember when it came out, I was like so offended because I'm like, but I'm a boy and I want the product. Because I was like newly gay or like, you know, right out of the closet or something, or not even out at the time. I'm like, can I buy it? Like, do I have to secretly get it? And now I'm just like at the store every week. Like, where's my, only the two products. I only get the margarita and the cake.
It's like, that's how you lose weight. It's just drinking that drink.
Well, because it doesn't have alcohol anyway.
So that video happened and then Bethany blocked Carol on Instagram and Dorinda chimed in that she also blocked her.
Yeah, Dorinda said she was blocked as well.
I don't think I blocked I blocked my mom on Instagram, but that's because she got offended by my memes. I posted a Michelle Williams, you know, from Destiny's Child meme.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it said, you know, Jesus on Easter. And it was like that video of Michelle Williams coming out from the Super Bowl underneath so the good. Stage.
Oh, yes.
And my mom said that was offensive to Christians. And I was like, Mom, it was support. It was like,
it was reinforcing the story.
I know. I was like, but anyway, so I was like, I'm blocking you. But so that's, I think, the only person I blocked.
Your mom is the only person.
Well, because, and it wasn't even just that. It was also like every time I'd post something, she'd be like, Dan, I don't know what that means.
Oh.
Like, I don't get that.
So wait, is she still blocked?
Yeah. But not because, I mean, she was just, I love her.
She's
and she
like
just,
a new account. Yeah, she's following you on a new account.
They were just visiting last week, you know, my parents uh-huh. and my mom. She's like, can you unfollow some people on Instagram for me? Because she had like some people, she like didn't know who these people were that she follows, you know, because she just
okay.
clicks them.
Okay.
And she's like, I don't know how to do it. Like, I'm not sure. Can you just, I just want to follow family. So I was like going through and trying to like do the family. And she's like, can I follow you again? And I was like, nope.
And she just accepts that?
She does, because we've had so many. It's been, Bites, yes. I mean, it's, she's was blocked before and then I unblocked her and then came back.
Gotcha.
But I think she's the only one.
So you're trying to create
healthy
boundaries.
I'll unfollow. Like, I would unfollow if somebody was being rude to me or something. Like, yeah. I would unfollow.
See, guys, this is why I don't even engage.
I know. And Whitney, you're the smartest one of all of us.
It's
you're
so hard not
media.
To sometimes.
I had to get off. Like, I found myself literally just mindlessly looking at people's stories and then, like, sort of assessing myself based on the stories. And I was like,
yeah.
no, I've gone too far. I need to come back. So I just, like, did a full, like, stop.
I love it for this show just because people will reach out to me and I, like, I just love talking about all this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So it's fun. And like I said at the top of the show, it's just the Bethany and Carol stuff seems to get people so riled up, though. And so that's the only thing I don't like. But I love when people are like, especially when somebody messages me like, Giovanni. Or,
Giovanni!
That's the best. She's like, I wasn't drunk. Yeah, okay.
I know. So then we start talking about Red Scarf guy, Brian. And there's this whole text conversation. Carol says that she has the real text with Brian. And then Bethany pulls out her real text from Brian. And it was like, I don't know. It just felt like we were talking about this guy. They weren't arguing about this guy. They just hated each other. And it was like, he was.
They just were like, which one is telling the truth? That's right. What they
exactly.
were trying to get out of that. And I feel like the message was sent a lot later. And Carol had the true story.
Ooh.
In that. I definitely do. Right. She didn't get a chance to really kind of.
Yeah.
But Carol's problem in arguing is that she just. She's not as good at getting loud or
right.
And so if somebody like Bethany is like talking over her or talking louder
last
than
week,
her
though, she
gets
really
lost.
Went for it yeah. like it was yeah. echoing in that hole
right. She's also a slow talker,
yeah,
yes,
it never works in her favor.
No, she's thoughtful in what she's saying.
Yeah,
by the way, in the court of law now there is a forensic like social media expert. Like there's
what?
Yeah. Well, there has to be because, like, you know, there's a forensic like accountant, you know, to go in and figure out where the money train is going and call out, you know, things that are illegal. So, like, think about the people. Like, we need a social media, you know, investigator on the show, and I need to see the receipts, and then they can say, I need to see that. Like, that needs to evolve out of these reasons.
You know how sometimes they re-edit these shows and like they play them in with like social media stuff or
yes,
whatever. I would love like re-edited versions of these episodes with like scorecards on the bottom.
For yeah. sure. It's like a pop-up
video
version.
So fucking
yeah.
good. Oh my God. So then also Bethany told Carol that she needs to get a hobby, which was of course a callback. I love a callback. When Bethany told Jill to get a hobby.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Day.
And then she also said, you need to get a career. And I don't like this whole conversation about the career thing because I side with Carol on this because Carol does have a career. First of all, they all have careers. They're on
right.
this
yeah.
fucking TV show. They're getting paid
literally.
Enough for a year on mm-hmm. this TV show.
Yeah.
So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, Carol just had a best-selling book literally 2 years ago. Like it was, what was it, a year or two ago?
Maybe longer.
Widow's
but
Guide?
Yeah.
No, Widow's Guide was, I think.
Oh, well,
she's successful
still,
at doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And writers don't release every year a book.
Yeah, look at me.
You know?
Look at me. Come on. You're three to four.
Yeah,
right.
One,
so. It's like takes forever to get a book. We know.
Yeah,
it's like forever
yeah.
to get anything moving. So she did just have one a couple years ago. So it's like the TV show, the writing thing.
She's
and then she has
writer.
Four Emmys.
Which, let's not
which,
forget.
Of course, they were from 100 years ago. Of a different time.
Yeah,
but
you know what? I remember I got one for news production in college.
Did you really?
Well, see, that's
Emmy?
The thing. No, it's like a news Emmy.
Oh, okay.
But like,
Emmy's an Emmy.
You get a lot of them in news. Like, there's just Emmys galore. You know,
one.
So it's like.
Can I get one for this podcast?
You know what? We need to get a podcast Emmy train going.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd win it, but if we.
I don't know.
We
your next project might get it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but so this whole career conversation, it's like. it is sort of Bethany's like, well, you know, all that stuff was 15 years ago, which is a fair argument. However, it's like we're filming a reality show literally right now. We're seated for our careers.
And like, what's the difference in age between Bethany and Carol?
I think it's like 6 years, 7 years.
Maybe. Yeah, I think it's that much. It's a little bullshit of Bethany to like try to use that as ammo because girl was selling chocolate chips in a grocery store not too long ago. So like at that moment with that Bethany like, been like, yeah, I have a career as a baker.
Like everybody's hustle is different. Like
exactly.
Honestly, I'm more impressed like.
Bethany's a hard worker, though.
Yeah, true. She's absolutely.
But she's a hustler.
She's a hustler.
Like, I would define her as a hustler, and like Carol's more of a careerist.
Mm.
If I had to put little titles on
for the Patreon episodes I'm doing, I just rewatched the one where Bethany was giving away things in a grocery store, like her muffins or whatever. Yes. And literally, like, there's someone who walks up, and Bethany's like, "Do you want a muffin?" She's like, "No, where are the rotisserie chickens?"
Yeah,
the best. And Bethany is so funny in those early seasons, and she's like. She's like, "Oh, nobody wants my stuff."
Yeah, it's really like, funny. "Oh, hey, do you want my script?" And then people are like, "No." And then maybe 5 years from now, people will be like, "Everyone wants her scripts." Like, who knows?
Right. So then Carol watched all that stuff back and she said, "It's over." Carol said, "It's all over. There's no coming back from this with her relationship with Bethany." I'm so glad Stu's here on the show because his voice and accent, I feel like even though people might get mad at what they're listening to, they're still wet. <It's> like, maybe we'll convert.
Please don't hate me, guys. Please.
Oh, so wait, I was going to say something and I blacked out. Oh, so then at the end, you know, Carol's saying like, "No, there's no hope for us." And then Dorinda was cracking me up because she's like, "You know, just put a comma on it." And it was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?
Put a comma on it."
And then she's like, "I mean, Lou and I are going to make up." And it was just like.
It was such a like just a random comment in a way.
Yeah.
I felt like that was a peek behind the curtain because it's like Dorinda's planning to make up with Lou for next season.
Right. Yeah. I've already scripted out.
She's like, "I mean, Lou and I will make up when we start filming again."
But that put a comma on it. Like, she didn't produce that like she has done her other catchphrases, but I like that catchphrase the best.
Put a comma on it. It's cute.
I want that on a mug. Let's get it.
And then we're trying to go to commercial, and like, Stu, you said, like, they literally can't go to commercial because it's like Bethany and Carol just going back and forth as the camera's zooming out.
It's like what I like to say with New York, when there's so many of them shout. And I think this reunion, out of all the reunions of New York, I've never heard so many shouting over each other in this one. Andy must be like, just want to shoot himself.
Yeah.
I know. And it's just it's just a bunch of rats, like, seriously. And I mean that in the nicest way, but it's just like a herd of like rats or whatever.
I've never heard a better description of the cast members of this television show. A bunch of rats.
Also,
as we were sort of like zooming out, you know, Bethany's like, "Everything, you wrote all that stuff in my blog and your blog about me." And then Carol's like, "Yeah, the blog that two people read. Sorry, Bravo."
That was brilliant.
Sorry, Bravo.
Look, she's a realist. Like, that is true.
I read every blog.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what we should have, Bravo, is a pop-up video version of replayed episodes, but with quotes from the blogs.
Oh my God, that's brilliant, Whitney.
Thank you.
That is brilliant.
Thank you.
Good job next week.
So they go to commercial, and then we come back and we see unseen footage of Sonia leaving her townhouse. I didn't know. This was nice to see. I love it when they show unseen footage.
Yeah.
And so Sonia moved, and she moved into a smaller place, and she got her asking price for her old townhouse.
Crazy.
And she said her new place, she said, "My gays will love it on Wednesdays." And that's, of course, a flashback or what a callback to all her gay parties on Wednesdays.
I have some of the best quotes from Sonia ever about her gay Wednesday parties.
What?
"I love spending time with my gays. They don't judge me. I've been throwing the gay parties at my house on Wednesdays for at least 12 years. I am a gay man trapped in a woman's body, so it's not like I'm a woman. I'm surrounded by penises, and none of them are for me. Because sometimes you want to get shit-faced and sometimes you just want to get pounded."
So after that Sonia package, she said that she went on antidepressants and then she went off of them cold turkey, and that caused her to like just say whatever comes to mind.
When she went off them, it made her go crazy. It was that was kind of spouting out stupid stuff.
Right.
She said like it just fell out of her head.
Like fucking Sophia Petrillo in the pilot of the Golden Girls. Do you remember that was how they explained what's her name? But Estelle Getty's character in Golden Girls. It was like, "Oh, she had a stroke, so she just says anything." It's like, that's how Sonia like watched the pilot of the Golden Girls. Like, this is how I'm going to explain my life.
Or like, can we just talk about like last week? And I think I rewinded. I was watching with Chris, and like we rewound it. Oh my God, can I speak English, please? Like three times.
You can say whatever you want here, Stu. We're all happy to hear it.
What did she say? She said, I mean, you guys will have to fill me in, but. She said, like,
she said something,
yeah, about something like, "You're drunk," or something like that. And Carol was like, "Oh, please, Sonia, you're the one that's always drunk." And then they were like, "Shut up, like, shut your mouth." It got really, like, dark.
Oh.
And also, wasn't it something about potatoes?
What?
Was it?
Yeah, what did she say? Say it.
Potatoes?
I just want to hear you say potatoes.
But like, and then Sonia just kind of like went down in the seat. She was just like, oh shit.
I wasn't listening to anything you were saying.
They totally added in, shut your mouth. Like it panned away from her. Ooh. And they totally added in that like saying, I feel like nobody said that
to her,
but it sounded really
creative
good.
Editing.
Yeah.
I'm doing terrible hosting work because I just wasn't listening. I was just focused on your accent just then. So I apologize, but I will. I'm listening now. I'm back. So we start talking about the death and divorce thing, which we kind of went through ad nauseum mm-hmm. in that episode. What do you guys, where do you stand on that? Divorce and death, are they the same or are they very different?
By definition, they are different. And I would say you can't really assign, you can't expect people's reaction to things necessarily, but you know,
they're both wrong in this
they're
situation.
They're both wrong. Like yeah. Dorinda said, mm-hmm. she's been through both. And obviously they're just, people react to different things, different and similar things, different too.
True. I think though, like the death thing is like a bit more severe, you know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
Than a divorce. Like yeah. I do kind of agree with Dorinda on this one.
Yeah.
And then didn't they say that Sonia, like she was cheating on her husband in the south of France.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah. Yes.
That was said in a previous, didn't Dorinda say like...
Dorinda shouted it
yeah,
out
Yeah, she shouted yeah. out like, you were screwing around the south
Open
of
your
France.
Legs in cans yeah. or something.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Clap.
So that...
Clap.
So that was, and then that was a choice, I guess, on yeah. Sonia's part. I mean, who knows?
I know, it's just like the thread there really got lost, in the argument.
I think there is hope for Sonia and Dorinda, though. Like, they yeah. argue, but there's hope
They'll
for
be fine.
Them.
Yeah.
I don't love seeing them argue, though, because it was true. Like, something, they trigger each other, and I feel like Dorinda especially gets, like, really intense with Sonia.
Yes, she does.
And it's not a fair fight, and it's like, honestly, right. I don't think I like seeing anyone fight with Sonia. Like,
I know, it doesn't feel like a fair
it's
fight.
It's, like, not
right.
a fair fight, and Sonia's just, like, happy, and she's trying to have a good time, and, like, of course, sometimes she does the wrong things, but it's yeah. like, just sit her down and fucking say, you did the wrong thing. It's like, these women yeah. kind of, like Bethany that one time, Dorinda every time.
Yeah, like trying to show her, quote unquote, the world you see. It's like,
leave
like
my
not...
Sonia alone.
And,
also,
and then Sonia's not really drinking this season either, right? She was like kind of on and off.
Yeah.
She drank only, I think she only drinks like once or twice a season now, I think.
She drank there.
Yeah.
And then, but at that brunch in the Hamptons, she was totally sober when
yeah.
when Dorinda laid into her.
Right.
You know, I love when Sonia and Ramona fight because that actually feels more balanced to me. Yeah. And also, yeah. it's always hilarious. They showed that clip of them like holding their hands above their faces so or good. Over their mouths. Yeah. It's like so fucking
oh
funny.
God.
Like that's the kind of moment that it's like, this is what you come to Bravo for because you will yes. not find that anywhere else.
No, no.
Anywhere else. So I like them fighting and they never get too deep, I don't think. Maybe I'm missing a fight or two.
It's
but...
a little savage at times, but oh my God, I can't believe I used the word. But yeah, it didn't go to like Bethany Carroll deep.
Yeah. So as we're having the Sonia package, you guys, it was one of my favorite moments I've ever seen on Bravo. And it was when Ramona just stood up and
oh, yeah.
she was trying to like wake up her leg. It's like, what's happening? It was reminding of when she fell asleep at the reunion. Like she'll do anything she fucking wants.
Oh yeah. She's the queen.
The confused face on Andy was priceless. He's like, yeah. what the fuck like is going on?
Like we're filming. You guys. And also it's just like, imagine the camera guy's like, do we stay on Ramona?
Yeah. yeah. What is the control room saying? Go out wide to get her full body. Like, what is she
rogue.
Doing?
Like, there was another shot, which I have to meme where it's like the camera was zooming in on during they were talking about the boat trip and the camera just zoomed in on Ramona's face and it was the darkest thing and like one eye was kind of twitchy and because she's got a bruise on her face that was never explained.
Yeah. I'm not okay with that.
If we get one of those,
there was a bruise on her face.
Yeah,
I missed that.
Yeah. It was the first episode. Of
yeah, he
the
said
reunion.
Like she made him switch couches because she's like I got this bruise.
Oh,
on my face. But they never said why.
It's probably like a laser or something.
If
like that,
there's
or...
not an episode,
yeah,
of
but
the,
I need to know
a shit they should have shown episode next week
yeah.
and it doesn't explain it, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, so her, yeah, she's like waking up her leg and it just cracked me up.
So good.
But remember, she does that. She fell asleep in another one. Remember
yeah,
previous?
And then she walks off. Like, she's classic.
Just wandering. Like, I always call her like a black sheep. You know what I mean? She just like goes away. Like,
yeah.
That reunion where she fell asleep was boring though. And they were talking, of course, they were talking about like some real thing about like Carol's husband dying or something. And then Ramona just like nods off and Heather's like, wake up. And she's like, what?
And she was like, in the first chair.
Like, what yeah. a legend. Like, what?
Legend.
What an icon. Everything iconic. Ramona. Oh, my God. It was so good. So then we cut to commercial. We come back, and we're seeing Carol's marathon stuff again, which we're all tired of seeing, right? We're all kind of tired of
it. It's awkward to watch anyone run.
Yeah. I like that marathon episode that we, like, in the early part of the season. I know everyone was, like, hating on a marathon stuff, but I liked that episode when it aired. And then it was, like, every week we had to have, like, some sort of party or mention of it. And I wish they would have given us less of it.
Okay. I think they get, like, 3 full episodes out of that,
I mean,
right?
It really did seem like they
And Adam. I can't stress enough how much I hate Adam.
I've turned on Adam.
Chef Stuart O'Keefe, you're a chef. What do you think
Doesn't
of
he have
Adam?
A cookbook coming out? Didn't he get a cookbook deal?
He tried.
He tried, okay.
He tried, yeah.
You know whose cookbook everyone out there needs to get is yours.
It's called The Quick Six Fix. 6 ingredients, 6 minutes prep, and 6 minutes cleanup.
You guys, everyone
that's a true story.
Don't fucking buy Adam's, buy
Stu's.
Yeah.
It's legit.
There should be an audiobook of it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun. But can there be an audiobook of recipes?
I don't know. I mean,
no one would be following the recipes. They just do it to, like, masturbate. Get off to your voice.
But you know what? Like, I would love to do that, but do it, yeah, obviously, but not be like,
yeah, obviously. Yeah,
but no, but like, do it in like a funny way where, like, okay, guys, like, fucking throw on the oven to 400. Okay, we're going to chop these fucking onions. Right, yeah. Let's get them in a pot. Like, do it like that.
Well, each recipe could have its
aggressive,
own.
Aggressive, but okay.
I feel like that's a cute idea. Vibe.
Yeah.
You could do it as like Patreon.
You could do it as a podcast. Like a, you really could do it where it's like, we're going to cook something today.
I thought about that, and I was just wondering, like, how would that.
I mean, this
How
is, a, this is a conversation for off air.
Okay.
But there's ASMR where people fall asleep to people's voices and, like, you know, because it's soothing. It could be that kind of thing.
I could try. Maybe
it would be something fun to, like, put out the recipe of what you're going to be cooking before and then, like, release that podcast episode or whatever, the audio of it, and then cook it together. So everyone could buy the ingredients. And then cook with you.
That's a great idea.
I know. You're right. You're right. You're
right about that.
I'll be an EP of that.
Perfect
project. Where was I?
10%.
So we have the marathon thing, you guys, and this is what I was thinking would have been so fun. So we're all sick of the marathon talk, but I really want Ramona to run the marathon. Like, yes. I know we think that we're over this marathon stuff, but imagine how fun a season-long storyline of Ramona training for the marathon would be. So like, that would be physical comedy perfection.
Yes. Do you think she'd, like, use a prop? Like, get a scooter?
We need her doing the triathlon where you swim?
Yes.
She would be hilarious doing it. But you know what? She would do it, though. She'd be
Yeah,
that
I think
driven.
She would. Yeah. She would. Yeah, totally.
I mean, how do we get her to, how do we motivate Ramona?
Honestly, I want Ramona to release, like, a Jane Fonda workout video. I'd buy that.
Spectacular.
Yeah, we're amazing. Just giving away ideas for free.
I know
guys.
So many. This is like an episode of Shark Tank. Which, by the way, I love. Lori Grenier is my queen, and I think she should be
just
added.
Just followed me on Instagram. I'm like, I'm so obsessed. Yeah,
I
met her on Home and Family like 2 years ago. She had a book out, and I was doing a cooking demo on the show. So I met her and I was. Got a photograph with her. Like, I think she's amazing and stuff.
I'm
and
obsessed with her.
I reached out to her when I was going on QVC to sell my cookbook. But then just like 2-3 weeks ago, she followed me.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's
I mean,
amazing.
Take your time.
I will. Take your
time. 2 years later. 2 years later.
I'm dying for Disney to add her to the official Disney Princess collection because she works on ABC and I feel like she's the queen of QVC, right? Like she always says, I'm the queen of QVC. So it's like, why can't we add her into the collection with Mulan, that bitch from Brave?
She does look like a Disney character, though, like a really pretty kind of like.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. How do we get Laura Grenier into that? Into the Disney parks.
Come along as you sell hangers.
Could you imagine just like a young girl, like, you know, they always hire those college girls to play the characters in the parks. And it's like somebody who looks like Laura Grenier gets hired to just walk around with like that board that you balance on.
Oh yeah. Or the sliding one or whatever it is. Yeah.
So some college girl with a squatty potty around
the
parks.
Honestly, it's very Housewives-esque. So let's get it dialed in.
For a while there, like, I remember Matt and I like marathoned all the Shark Tanks and like, we caught it like the third season and so then we watched like 3 seasons in a row one weekend. And I bought like every fucking
you
product
did?
Like every
oh you're always googling
I'm like googling I'm like, oh, I need this.
What's your favorite? Any standouts?
The squatty potty is amazing.
Oh, I do have that. Yeah.
And it's
I need
like
to get it.
It's a game changer.
Changing?
It is.
It truly
really is.
Is. Like, I'm not. Look, they don't sponsor this show.
No, but I would
but
love it.
So, and I always think, like, do I have to put it away when I have guests? Like,
nope.
I feel like.
No, I've seen that in lots of people's houses.
Yeah,
really?
It's totally fine.
I need
I didn't
to get
know.
One.
I thought it was kind of like tacky to have it out, but like, I don't
It
forget.
Says you care about your health.
It really it's really.
That's
like,
what I see it as.
It's really a game changer, but I love all of Lori Grenier's. I feel like she does the best investing. I don't like Mr. Wonderful's stuff, and I don't like, I love Babs, don't get me wrong, Barbara Corcoran, but I don't love her stuff. Anyway, what are we talking about? This isn't about that. So then we have this conversation between Bethany, Carol and Tinsley about Carol's relationship with Tinsley. Oh. And this was so fucking funny because Tinsley is just sitting there and Carol's like, we're not that good friends.
That was like
cringy. So
good. It was cringy. That's the word.
But I feel like everyone's been there, right? Like you've had a friend and their relationship, they think that you guys are besties and you're like, yeah, you're tier two, but I'm going to like keep right. you thinking that we're besties because in your world, this is what a bestie is.
Sure.
I feel like we've all kind of had that where it's a little...
You're a bestie. You're seeing that person three times a week, I feel.
Yeah, but I see people three times a week and they're not my bestie. They're not like my ride or die.
Who are you seeing three times a week? Yeah. Like, I don't like them that much. Like, why are you seeing them three times a week?
Like, who are those people out there listening? Are you talking about
coworkers? Coworkers are the only kind
if
of people.
If I was seeing someone three times a week, I would feel like they're close enough to my
bestie.
I don't
date, so what I have the lots fuck, of time. Whitney?
It's like, Jesus, Whitney.
Something's fucking wrong where it's like calling, you know, Sally up three times a week to hang out, and you're like, I don't like that bitch.
I think we've learned Whitney's a fucking tough one here.
I know. Tinsley, though, so Tinsley's been quiet like these whole three parts. Tinsley's maybe had like five sentences out. And everyone's on social media is giving her a hard time about it. And I actually think this was a smart move because Tinsley sort of comes out of it fine, right?
Yeah.
She didn't pick any fights with anyone. And I also like that I felt like the three parts of this reunion got pretty dark sometimes. So it was nice to kind of cut to just a reaction shot from Tins.
Yeah.
Her mouth agape. That's
all she gave us. But sometimes I think we actually needed that, especially without Lou.
It was just really, when you look back, it was just like Carol and Bethany, like dark, dark, dark. And then it was just kind of like nice bit of fluff. Pity Luann wasn't there.
Yeah, we needed Lou. We needed Lou. Also, because the other girls seemed to be so sided and Tinsley
hey,
wasn't.
Ladies.
The other women seemed to be so sided and Tinsley didn't seem to be on. She was just sort of in the middle. And so I think we needed that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, where was I? I was also jealous when I was watching the cabaret that I remember that you were there in LA.
I was at the LA show, right.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, it was tough stuff. To see that.
We were rocking out to Luann in the car ride to the Orange County this weekend.
Yes.
We went, and it was just so funny to re-listen to those songs where it's like, what did she say at the beginning? How was the song open?
Grandeur?
I love grandeur. Like the fact that she uses the word grandeur in one of the songs.
And she softens the G.
Oh, my favorite part, when the opening is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Countess speaking. That's how we open this song. And it's like so, it's like when you think about it, it's all so fucking bizarre. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I know that it's been parodied on like 30 Rock and like all these, you know,
we went from Kelly Clarkson to Luann.
I know.
In the car, seamlessly.
Oh, I know. Because the songs are good. Like I don't like Girl Code, but I love the other ones.
Yeah.
Cheek Say La Vie and Money Can't
Buy. Cheek Say La Vie what was it like? They were like walking into a restaurant, like the three of them, like together.
Oh yeah, because she couldn't get the whole cast.
Yes.
Oh
my god.
Also, the video that Kelly Bensimone's in, she like wouldn't stay for the whole time. So like some scenes are just Jill and Lou. And then like Cindy Barship gets a shout
out.
Like,
hilarious.
In what world do we live in that Cindy Barship's in a song? Like,
that's so iconic.
It's like
Cindy
insanity.
Was a blimp.
Cindy, the Crystals, and Alex and Simon, Jesus. And I'll bring the diamonds. Anyway, okay. So then we talked about all the career stuff between Bethany and Carol. Carol said to Bethany, "You have a lot of time to buy elf sweaters." Then we got, and Bethany was asking for the resume, and then Bethany started giving her resume. And this is, I think, when you said, Stu, that she was being, she seemed to be bullyish.
Yeah, she came off like a bully, and they kept saying, she's like, I'm not a bully. I'm like, that's what people that are bullies do.
Right, if you can't see it.
Like, it's crazy. And just the reaming off of the resume, which, by the way, wasn't that like unbelievable at the beginning, you know? Like,
well, yeah. What got me about that too is like you're naming assistant stuff. And look, I've been there multiple assistant versions, but she was name dropping quote unquote big time important people, including the Hilton family. But that doesn't make a boss bitch necessarily.
Yeah. I thought she was making fun of the fact that Carol's whole resume was in the past. That's what Bethany was.
Bethany
was saying, oh, I was worked for the Hilton sisters is because she was saying Carol only talks about a resume from those 100 years ago.
I mean, it just was
is kind of meaner.
Yeah, I know. But
it just
like,
was like a I'm better than you type thing.
We all get to a similar place in different ways. So
I wonder how many Bethany fans turn this episode off.
We still love her, everyone.
I love you all. Love me back. Okay, so then we get the Cartagena flashback, and there's all the poop stuff.
Wow.
We get a flashback of Lou saying that she left the ultimate gift, which, of course, of the season. Ramona says, a lot of shit happened in Cartagena. And then, you guys, Smart line from Ramona's definitely been in some therapy because she also said that she realized she's entitled. Like, we've
it
never heard that.
It blew me away. Like, standing Andy ovation. Clapped. Wow. What a great
wow,
progress.
Ramona. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. That's wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
And if she can still be that nice, well-rounded person and still give us those wow moments, I'm so there. Andy, 10 more years for Ramona.
Andy said, you're a big girl now.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
So bad.
Okay, so then you guys, this whole time we've been sticking up for Carol, but now she had a very big misstep in this episode when she started talking about her hippocampus. Okay, what the fuck, Carol? While she was saying, I was like, stop it.
I was like, you're winning. Like, stop.
She was doing great. She was doing so good. And then it was like, nope.
It does sound a little elitist, even though I do know about it.
It sounds fucking crazy.
No, it's a part of the brain.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, it was factual.
It was factual.
She was like, I don't freak out like other people does. It was a digger. Bethany, obviously.
Yeah, but yes. You guys, she sounded like a fucking psychopath.
She did. It was like, it was a bit braggy.
Yeah, like, she should have had a better
look
argument.
Who your audience is. Like, we're talking to Ramona and, you know, like, yeah. And us. Like, I'm not familiar with the
hippocampus. We're talking about, like, Sonia, like, shitting her pants on the plane. Like, yeah, like, just...
I want to talk about the poop coming out of Ramona, not Carol's hippocampus.
So many questions.
Oh my God.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it was a weird
before.
Sort of point to make.
Yeah, she should have just kept it to herself. It was, and while she's saying it, she's like, I have a big hippocampus. And then Sonia's like, and I have a big vagina.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, she said that. Yeah,
oh, she said, I have a huge vagina.
Oh, so good.
So let's see. Tinsley's still sticking up for Cartagena. She says, I love it. She's going back.
Can I just say, it is really gross to like, toss out a whole country on your to-do list because of this one bad boat experience.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just don't get on the boat. Like, crazy.
Totally. But on the same token, it's like if you had such a bad experience, would you really be like, oh, I want to go back? You would just be like, I want to go to explore another country.
Right. But don't shit talk them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going back to Andalus next month. Like, for sure.
Can I come?
You can come. Absolutely. So cheap.
So they start talking about the boat stuff. And, you know, one of the things that Dorinda said was that she was looking for a life jacket. And I had heard before all the season, remember, I had said on the show, like, I had heard about this boat trip. And the thing that I had heard was that Bravo didn't provide enough life jackets for the people. And that was why, one of the main reasons why these girls was mad. And I never got confirmation on that. But Dorinda sort of said it in a quick one-line thing.
Oh, really?
And so I wonder, I think there's more story to that. And I wish we could hear it.
Yeah, I bet, like, production just didn't do their due diligence and made sure that, like, because there's probably different standards there than there are in America. And, like, they just didn't make sure that, like, there were enough life vests.
Yeah, there's something else that happened on a boat trip, though, that is, I think that we've been hidden from. They don't want us to know. That's my theory.
Scandal.
Oh, we also got the noodle revelation from Ramona that she needs the noodles to swim. Of course, they give us those iconic flashbacks.
Such good flashbacks.
I know, the flashbacks were really good, really good. And then everyone had diarrhea. We talked about that afterwards. The only people that didn't was Bethany and Tinsley from the trip.
I don't understand how that happens. But
I love, this is why Andy's a good journalist, though. He asked Ramona about how the poop smear happened.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the...
I need to know.
On camera, the poop smear?
Yes.
Well, no, not the smearing.
I missed
not
that.
Not the action of the smearing, but the just smear the final remnant. Smear.
Like the poop smeared on the floor. Did you see it?
It was actually on the show because I never saw that.
Yeah, they literally saw the feces.
It's literally smeared poop on like glass floor.
I'll be honest, I can't think of a time where I've seen feces on TV that wasn't by an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. You're right that they didn't have to blur it.
So, like, what? She had like major diarrhea and just shit her pants.
Well, this is what's confusing. And
she said she ran from the dining
blue.
Room and it just was coming out.
Yeah. So, I got questions. Does she not wear underwear that it got caught in? Like, she was probably wearing a dress, so it fell right out. Also, if you have diarrhea, it's not going to smear like that. Sorry. Like,
well, no, but the reason why it's smeared is because she said she tried to clean it up with a towel or something.
I know, but that's not diarrhea. Diarrhea is wet.
Diarrhea is wet.
You know what I mean?
This is so gross.
Diarrhea is not... I have a dog, so it's like, it's not a poop that you're smearing.
My problem with it was that she obviously tried to wipe it up with a towel or something and like didn't really clean it up. It's like, if you were going to try to clean it up all the fucking way.
Right.
Like, she said she admitted that she knew she was entitled now, but it's like, then you left a poop smear.
But you still thought it was appropriate to like poop?
We just spent 5 minutes talking about what our shit.
I'm sorry, guys. This is the
show.
Once you have a dog or a
bunch
child,
of rats. What did you say?
Rats. They are.
Okay, so then we cut to the final thoughts, and instead of doing the rose and the thorn like we've done the last few, we did biggest regrets of the season. Bethany says she regrets saying, you're a drunk.
Fair. Good regret to have.
And you know what, Whitney, you're a drunk.
What was that? Like, she said on the plane, I remember saying that. She's like, yeah, because you're a drunk. You're a drunk or you're drunk?
That was the thing. At the time, she said Bethany and Dorinda both took it as, you're drunk.
Like, you're drunk right now.
I heard it as you're a drunk.
Me too.
Well, and that's what they were saying at the reunion, was that they, when Bethany watched it back, she said it did sound like she said, you're a drunk.
Ultimately, I think she said, you're a drunk, like a permanent you're a state. Drunk. But in the moment, both of those women sort of agree that she meant the night before.
Yeah,
now on camera, it's like, oh shit, you literally just called her a drunk to her face.
You're a drunk. And then it made Dorinda cry, which was cute. I mean, it was not. It was not. It was cute that
it was
like,
a nice.
It was
moment.
A nice.
Oh,
moment.
Oh, yeah,
it was
a because nice she moment. Got the.
Yeah, because then
she
I like.
Deserved.
I like that her and Bethany came together at that.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
So Tinsley's regret was that she was lost her temper with Sonia.
But like, I know this is like, and you don't have to put this in or whatever. But like, when she cried, like, do you not think like because it was kind of the truth, and that it kind of gave her like.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's a bit too deep, but like, that's kind of what I saw. Like, why did you break down crying? She called you a drunk. And now I'm taking it back. She's like, phew, like, they don't think I'm a drunk anymore. Like,
maybe, really funny, like, I mean, that. Devil's advocate, she has seemed to rein it in a bit on social media. She's been exercising and stuff. Yeah. So maybe she's feeling a little bit of a relief. Like, I've gotten
yeah.
this moment.
Maybe she
I mean,
happy
it's only
it
been like
up.
A month since she posted on her Instagram story, me home. And it was, that was the cat. It was like, it said ago. Me home. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It was like in her Instagram story, it said me home with like a million exclamation points. And it was
Danny,
just like,
by the way,
like
has said this to multiple people. I'm one of them. Like, just randomly sending that to you on text message. And it's the best gift.
Me home. It's like, oh my God. That's why you need people. Like, I feel like at a certain point you need to hand over your social media to someone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And no one should be posting me home.
But please don't.
Or that other one. This was a long, long time ago, but it said like, ride, I die with Carol Radziwill. Yeah. And it was like a picture with her and someone else. And then there was just like a W on the screen somewhere else.
Like, oh my God. Oh, so
I love
good.
Her. Anyway, I love Dorinda. And I welcome her. I welcome her back to the show. So then Sonia said she regrets starting the season with an open wound with Tinsley and like going after Tinsley at the beginning. Ramona regrets her Instagram post about Luann, and she regrets texting Tom. And then Andy and Carol laugh and make up after their fight, you know, like they had a little fight.
Which I appreciated that. I wasn't
it was
expecting
cute.
That.
Yeah. It was fun to see the flash. Like they were literally doing flashbacks to earlier in the episode, which is it. Hysterical.
Which was like earlier in the day when they shot that.
Yeah,
which
like
is crazy.
Near hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. And then Carol says her regret and she goes into the story. And I don't know the exact wording, but she seemed to say that she regretted not being able to fix things with Bethany earlier in the season while the season was going on.
Yeah.
It seemed to be actual. She wasn't, it didn't seem like she was just spouting things off because she said she's still mad.
She sounded like a little bit of a cryy start.
Right? I thought it was going to start. Yeah.
Yeah.
She seemed emotional. And then the camera was cutting to Bethany. It looked like Bethany was wiping her eyes. And I'm like, for a split second, I thought, oh, we're going to get it. We're going to get this.
We'll get what we want.
Yeah. We're going to get what we want. These two are going to come together and be BFF again. And then, of course, Bethany said, what did she say?
I didn't hear regret.
I didn't hear a regret. And I just thought,
it's like, oh, Jesus
Bethany.
Christ, we'd have to ruin it again.
Like we had
exactly.
A moment.
If you would have just let that moment land
and
softened by it.
I know. Always the last word.
Yeah, always the last word. Exactly, Stu.
Seriously.
So then Dorinda's regret was getting drunk at that dinner.
Which that's like an intense
that's
regret.
Like that could be like your regret every season. Like,
right. Like stabbing my hand. Yeah. Like, you know.
So then we end the episode with these green juice shots, which Ramona said, is this tequila? And then, and they cheers. And it was nice. I wonder if they must have had that plan when they thought Lou was showing up at the reunion.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe it was just, I mean, either way, it was cute.
They had the whole day to plan that out.
Yeah.
They said to Lou.
Maybe it's because they knew that they were going to like get in on, are you a drunk or not? Let's not like hand over alcohol as we debate this. Maybe.
Yeah, they're like, we're not sure if Dorinda's going to admit to being a drunk.
Yeah,
right? Exactly. So let's have that juice ready.
And then Ramona said, they were all cheersing to Lou, and Ramona said, be in a great place, Lou.
Such a good
joke.
Be in a great place, Lou. And which that's from now on, that's how I'm toasting.
Oh, yeah,
everything.
For sure.
Be
no
in
more
a great
cheers.
Place, Lou.
Yeah. Be in a great place.
And then
Lou.
The final piece of audio here from the season, how we end, is Carol saying that might have given us diarrhea. And
wow.
Just bring it right
sums
back
up the
around.
Season. It sums beautiful. Up the season. And wow, what a season it was. Wow. Wow. It was so good. I mean, I feel like I say this every year, but this was the best season I've been.
Yeah.
Right?
There was so much. I can't think of another season of even New York that had so much.
And even if you saw, no matter where you saw it on the Bethany and Carol stuff, you can't deny that it was compelling as shit. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why people are so intense about it is because it was so
like that power. Stuff was not produced. Like, it was real.
It was real.
Yeah.
And
as
people
real
chosen.
As it comes, yeah.
And I think that's why season 3 of New York is so good with the Bethany and Jill stuff felt really real. And yeah, this season, I mean, even without that stuff, we still had the Luann stuff could have given us the whole season.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
With her arrest and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then the Cartagena trip alone was a full season's worth of drama. Plus, we had the Dorinda and Sonia stuff early on, like the beginning stuff. I mean, it was just so much. Now, what do you guys hope for next season? Like, is there anything in terms of cast changes? We know Carol's gone. Do we want Jill back?
I'm team Jill back.
Yeah, I'd like to see her back because that's just going to give you another explosive season again.
Yeah, and she's got hilarious just
Isn't Jill dating somebody right now?
She's dating. Yeah. She was at some tennis game.
Yeah.
She was also with Joe Jonas, but she's not dating him.
What?
Yeah. Her new dog was photographed with Joe Jonas. I hate the name. That's a sentence I just said. But it happened. And I would like to see Jill back. And then I know somebody DM'd me that Tinsley's filming already. So Tinsley is back.
I think maybe Tinsley should bring in a friend.
Yeah.
Someone sort of like upper crust socialite world that she has. Like, I would love to see that.
I would love to see Deborah Rose.
Who's that?
I think that's her. Devorah. She was photographing Bethany in season two, I think.
Okay.
Season one or at end of season one or season two, she photographed Bethany for Social Life magazine because I just rewatched it. And then she was also on Tinsley's High Society show. Remember, Tinsley had a reality show, and Devorah was on that. And she seems like a spitfire, so she has a connection to these ladies, even though it might be loose. I don't know if she's close with these women, but we could flash back to those early scenes.
Right.
I think she would be a good fit.
Okay, nice.
I don't know if she lives in New York or where the fuck she lives.
I would also like to again say that some woman of color would be lovely.
Of course, a woman of color.
Oh, yeah.
You know what New York actually needs? Good point. Give me a white lesbian woman. That'll shake shit up.
Yeah. Like a tough les. Yeah. I always wanted Rosie on New Jersey. Remember Rosie?
She was good. For a second I thought you meant Rosie O'Donnell.
So did I.
No, but I would love Rosie O'Donnell on any of the franchises. Yeah. Particularly like Orange County. Could you imagine Rosie O'Donnell in Orange County?
She's coming in her fucking Crocs.
They're all wearing their like giant cuffs and she just like walks in a headscarf or in a bandana and Crocs.
Where does Rosie live? Does she live in Jersey?
She's in Miami.
Miami.
Well, she has a home in Miami on Star Island.
Let's
I know that.
Miami around Rosie O'Donnell. Let's
do it. Oh my God, I'm wet. I need to stop saying that. I apologize, everyone. Okay, so that's the anything. Any final thoughts on New York?
I'll miss it too.
I can't wait for next season.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was just every week I had to see it live.
Yeah.
There was no DVR. I'm watching it later. I had to see it when it happened.
Real water cooler television.
Really. And I want them to not do a once a year. I need them like every 6 months on my TV.
Well, I know. Yeah. I'm glad they're starting filming because that means we're not going to have to wait that long. Do you remember one time in New York? It was when one of the Bethany off seasons, they like really took a long time break and I hated it.
Yeah.
I just remember it being a really rough time.
For you, personally.
Yeah, like I need New York a lot more than it needs me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I love it. Anyway, Stu, so you have this show on Food Network called Let's Eat. It's so good. It's you and two.
Jamaica and Brandy Malloy. Right. And we make kind of Instagrammable food, but we make a lot of food as well that's easy to make. You can make it any night of the week. And it's fun. It's just the three of us having fun, like on a Food Network show.
And honestly, all stuff that you'd want to see, like on it, like I would want to post on Instagram. Like if I
Absolutely.
Made it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I would post it all.
Wow.
And it's really good. So it's Sundays when?
Sundays 9 a.m.
So everyone watch Let's Eat Sundays 9 a.m. It's really, really good. And you guys are on for 10 weeks. So you have like...
We have 10.
You're not even halfway through. So
we're 4 episodes in. So we have 10 more episodes left.
Everyone DVR it. And we need a second season. And what else, Stu? Anything else you want to...
And that's
where
it.
Where can we find you on social media?
Social media at Chef Stuart O'Keefe. Chef Stuart _ on Twitter. Yeah.
Okay, so everyone go follow Stuart. And now, Stuart, we're going to let you go, and then we're going to talk a little Dallas, and then, I love you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/iconic. Okay, we're back, and we gotta go through Dallas really quickly. I, of course, am loving Dallas. Now,
love.
I have to make a confession. So last week on the show, and I'm terribly embarrassed by this, like, I feel horrible. I really regret. You know, when I'm at the Heaven's Gates and they were asking my regrets, this is what I'm going to say. Last week on the show, I was talking about Brandy having a son named Brinkley, and I said, I need to get her off my TV because I can't have someone on TV with a son named Brinkley, because Brinkley is, of course, the name of my future dog, one that I do not have yet.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying.
I do not have this dog yet, but I want to name a dog Brinkley because I love You've Got Mail, and that's Tom Hanks' dog's name, and You've Got Mail, right?
Yep.
So I said this, and look, after the episode came out, I, of course, had Dallas on again, you know, because sometimes I watch these second, third, fourth, fifth time, you know, as they're on, as we all do. Put it on. Anyway, and then it, like, hit me, and I was like, holy shit, like, I'm so stupid. The dog's, or Brandy's son's name is Bruin, which, of course, she had the signs of it that we talked about, the signs at the big party named Bruin. She said it, but her daughter's name is Brinkley, and so I was stupid, and of course, people reached out and corrected me, and I, look, I'm sorry. Like I said, when I reach the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ in Heaven's Gates, what are your regrets? I don't know. In this
is that the
fantasy,
voice of who's
Lou.
That? The gatekeeper?
Yeah, the Jesus or God. Yeah, he's.
Oh, do you think he works the door? I don't know.
The doorman in heaven.
Yeah.
I am apologizing. So anyway, it's not. But she does have a daughter named Brinkley, and so therefore, I still
it applies.
I still think that she needs off my TV because of this. Fair. Although I do really like Brandy. But not, you know what? She's gone.
I'm going to say Brinkley is a weird name for a human. Continue.
I know. So we're still on this vacation. At in the Colorado, there we'll just go through some of these quickly, and then you know, now that New York's over, we'll get to deep dive more into Dallas and Orange County.
Yay.
So just want to say that.
I mean, not that New York's over, but just I love Dallas so much.
Yeah, so they get on these snowmobiles, and it was so cute how Stephanie was saying how much of a bad driver she is, and then literally, like, we got a montage of these women on these snowmobiles, and it was so fucking funny because they were all like getting off on these snowmobiles. Like each one of them was commenting like, oh, this feels good on my, Brandy said, it feels good on my vagina. And they were like, all, it was just like a montage of them feeling good on these snowmobiles. And it just made me laugh so much.
So good.
And then we see more of the Brandy and Brandy and what's her name? DeAndra. The Adderall conversation. And I think this is very refreshing for Housewives because we haven't really dealt with, they haven't, a combo about ADHD, and like, I was trying to think back. I don't think I've ever seen that on a Housewives.
No, if anything, sort of prescription meds are skirted around.
Right.
And they're really just facing it head on. That's fantastic. Because let's be honest, we all need to be talking about it more openly.
Yeah, completely. And also, I think a lot of these people, I mean, them and us, are on prescription meds.
Right. So it's, I know, isn't it something like one in two Americans are? It's something nutty. So they're not alone, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was really refreshing. And then they started drinking again, which now that I'm looking at my notes and reading that back to back, they probably shouldn't be drinking.
No, no. That's one of the big warnings you get on at least antidepressants. It's like, don't mix with alcohol.
And they were literally mixing like tequila and Fireball, I think.
And, like, when they went shopping last week at that store and their load on the table, I was like, good for you girls. Good for you.
They drank so much this trip. And literally, if I drink once a month, I'm like, that's too much. Like,
right. I need to recover for days.
I know these women can drink though, but good for them. And also the mixing of the tequila and the Fireball, like that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And as they're sitting around sort of having these drinks, Leanne asks, could you eat a human? Like, if you had to eat a human, and which, like, what a ridiculous conversation. And I wrote it down, like, could you eat a human? And I don't know that I could.
But isn't the normal setup to that question, like, let's say you find yourself stranded on Mount Everest.
Well, that was, they did.
But, like, it's a fairly normal question that people, pose at, I don't know, dinner events.
Another conversation we haven't had on Housewives often.
Can I guess not cannibalism, no, yeah.
But, you know what, they're always giving us a fresh take on Dallas.
They are new ladies with new things to say.
I know. And so they were just going back and forth about who they would eat. And I don't think I could do it at all. I don't think
I'd rather, if I was
either going to die or had to eat one of my friends.
Yeah, I think I'm going to.
I would be
go.
Like, just kill me now.
Yeah.
I always say that when I'm watching a horror movie and like bad stuff is happening, I'm like, I would have just killed myself.
Oh, yeah. When people talk about the zombie apocalypse and why they have like a gun in their home for that zombie apocalypse that's coming, I'm like, I'll just peace out.
Right. I wouldn't want to live through.
No. I'm good.
Or like,
I like my reality TV and my comfort foods and my linens. Right. I'm not going to live in a world where I'm running around with knives.
That's 100% correct.
Mm, thanks.
I just saw the new Halloween trailer, you know, for the new Jamie Lee Curtis movie, and they're ignoring like most of the sequels, which is frustrating because I love H2O, like that one, and the Tyra Banks one, but neither here nor there. But what was I saying? Oh, if I was Jamie Lee Curtis in that movie, I would be like, why would I want to live through all that? Like all that psychological
maybe
damage.
Maybe it kicks in.
Some people like drama, though, and psychological damage. I'll just say that. We find out that Leanne and Deandra have this conversation off camera one of the nights when the camera crew went home, and I got so fucking pissed. And I kept thinking, maybe we'll get like a flashback. We never got a flashback of Leanne and Deandra arguing about who's the queen of this group.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like it would have been such good TV.
Yeah. Like at least somebody turn on a cell phone.
I know Bethany would have turned on that cell phone. We're all hard on Bethany, but she would have turned on that fucking cell phone. And Heather Dubrow.
Yeah.
She
would have. Remember like the first season though of Dallas? I think it was first, maybe second, where like Leanne was going crazy drunk one night after cameras went home. And so then Carrie rolled like cell phone video of like down the stairs trying to show her on camera being crazy.
Yes.
Where was Carrie?
Who
Someone
was
set her up.
This? I know. Get her on a boom mic and a Steadicam. Put that Steadicam on those rock hard tits and get her going. That was mean. Oh my god. Should we edit that out? I don't know. If we'll keep it in, but no one yell at me. No one DM me about that. Okay, love you all. Anyway, then we get this conversation about so they're all talking about a lot of this episode. They're talking about Leanne getting married and why she's not married yet. She's been with Rich for 9 years. And at one point, Leanne said, well, you know, it's because of his eye. And then, you know, she's giving all these like weird excuses and stuff. And then I just thought, like, who gives a fuck when she's getting married? Like, leave her alone.
Yeah.
It seems like just not of their business.
Definitely.
I know they're on a reality show, so it is.
Right. I mean, I still really want to know and demand to know, but yeah, it's none of your business.
Like, I keep sort of wanting to reach to the TV and have Leanne just be like, shut the fuck up. I'll get married whenever the fuck I want.
Well, now, actually, that brings up a good point. Do you think that they're almost doing that, thinking that they're going to trigger her and it's like a test, like a little behind the scenes-y vibe, you know?
Yeah, like they want her to lose it, so then they can have something against
exactly,
her.
Exactly, maybe. Or like, I mean, the drama,
did,
you know?
She did a good job of biting her tongue.
She's been so good so far this season of really being controlled with her emotions. I mean, I hope it doesn't fully go away because I love when she explodes.
But she's still, I know, I do too, but she's still entertaining to me.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
You know, like
some
of the women, when they kind of go back or hold back a little bit, they get boring.
So boring, no.
But Leanne is still very interesting and funny to
me. Agreed.
And then they have that weird like pageant thing between to find out who the real queen is, which was fun. Leanne did say she's been in 7 pageants before, and this really cracked me up. She said all televised. Like she was saying all of her pageants that she's been in have been televised.
Yeah, it's like a nice little like asterisk on your resume.
A little burn.
Yeah. And she was in, let's not forget, Miss Congeniality.
Right. I know when she was on this show, I had her talk about it for at least 15 minutes.
She's the pageant girl there.
There was also a flashback to her hands, you know, speech, which I can't get enough of that. We've seen it maybe, it's been 3 episodes or something. We've seen it 4 or 5 times.
It should just be in the credits every time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was some fart stuff this time.
Great.
Which, you know what? I realized, I wrote in my notes, that's Dallas and I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm coming out like Diana Ross. You know, yeah, there's a lot of poop humor and stuff and blue humor in this Dallas franchise. You know, once I accepted it, I'm embracing it now.
Look, some girls are into blue humor. It's just, you know, they're giving people like me.
They're showing
like
a side of society that is rarely represented on television and film.
It's true. And honestly, like, it's breaking the boundaries of what, quote unquote, a woman can be. And sometimes women fart.
Boundary breakers.
You know?
You know, and some people, I know Matt is like this and my dad's very much like this. Like, you just hear a fart. And also my nephew, Anthony, who's 7, he isn't like this too. But anytime they hear like a fart, they like crack up.
Crack
you know
up.
People like that where it's like they see fart it's or you the say the word poop thing. Or something and they just lose it. It's typically children under 10.
Sure.
But I think
maybe also it's happens you don't lose. Them.
It seems to happen with Brandy and Stephanie and my dad.
Yeah, and it's endearing, I think, to Brandy, at least for me.
Is it? let's see. DeAndre's also being very messy about Leanne. She says in her confessional that Rich doesn't want to get married. And I know there's some stuff between DeAndre and Leanne in real life now. Yeah. And I'm curious where it's going to go. But to me, DeAndre's being too messy. Like, because they're supposed to be good friends.
Tea. Exactly. Yeah.
And I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. We learned that Rich was divorced 3 times. And Leanne says he was divorced so many times. She's afraid of getting married because he could leave her.
Yeah. That sounds like a very big insecurity that should be dealt with in therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. Edit this out because I know where I'm going. Oh, so in the middle of this dramatic stuff about Leanne and Rich and all that, her lash falls off. And it's just like a great bit of physical comedy.
Yes, yes.
She's crying. The lash falls off. And then Carrie was really funny. She glued it back on. She had glue with her.
So nice.
And then we end the episode with some more blue humor. And this, you know, here I was embracing it. And now I'm taking a turn already. Because they're finishing up the talent portion of this pageant that they set up. And DeAndra's talent is putting up a K-cup up her butt and spitting it out. Now, she literally put a K-cup in between the cheeks of her ass, walked around with it, and then spit it out. And she said it was butt darts, and that was her talent. She ended up winning.
Now, do you think she put it... Gotta go too blue here.
She like that was her talent, and then Leanne rapped, and I was just like, what is happening? Like, whoa! What is happening?
I mean...
Could you imagine LVP doing something like this on camera? Like,
no, but I wish.
Like, at Lisa Vanderpump just putting a cake up her ass.
But it wasn't actually up her ass, right? It was between your butt cheeks?
Yeah, but it was like... I mean, yeah, it wasn't like in the hole.
I hate to get too blue about it, but...
No, it wasn't in the hole. It was just like...
Well, it's like that...
Clenched between her... Betwixt her legs.
There's some like old wives' tale that like women can shoot ping pong balls out of their vagina. That would have been a far better
Wow.
Sorry if
what a great note to end this episode on.
Is that how you're going to put your K-cup in tomorrow?
My skinny girl K-cup? Yeah. You know, I've actually, been, we've been making more potted coffee because the K-cups aren't great for the environment. Although we do have the reusable ones.
Yeah.
However, I still drink my skinny girl half-calf K-cups.
Right, and she doesn't have them in reusable sort of form. She doesn't have coffee grounds.
No, you know what I noticed is like now they come in packages. Like some of them have like a green dot on them.
What does
like
that mean?
I don't know. Half the package has like a green dot on them and the other half doesn't. It's like, are these expired or something? Like what's the meaning behind this? Like literally there's no real rhyme or reason why some have a green dot on and some don't.
It's a little scary.
Totally scary. But I drink one every day. I drink one every single day. And with that, I would like to leave you all. I love you all so much for listening. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. It's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Please go listen to our Orange County Ropes course if you want some Orange County stuff, because that was a really fun episode. That was from Monday. Please, if you want to support this show, if you like it and want to support it, please head on over to Patreon. It's patreon.com/everythingiconic. For $4 or more per month, you get access to all the bonus episodes, and also you help me make this podcast. I want to thank Samsung Technology for sponsoring the show. Please rate and review this on iTunes if you like it. And if you have a complaint, just send it to me. Don't put it on iTunes. What else? Anything else, Whitney, that I have to say?
No, I don't think so.
Monday we'll have a pop dive, and next Thursday we'll dive into Orange County and Dallas.
Do you want to do a cool down?
Yes, everyone, we're going to do a cool down. Yes, because I like this. This is fun. Mm-hmm. So everyone, I want everyone to take a deep breath in. Now think of your day. Deep breath out. Deep breath in again. Think of one thing from today that you're grateful for. Breathe out. Breathe in one more time. Think of a friend, a loved one, a family member, someone that you have been meaning to call. Think of that name. Put it in there. Put it in there. Breathe out. I would like everyone to go call that person. Maybe an old friend, someone you went to college with, a high school, I was going to say a high school roommate. That makes no sense. But, you know, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, you know, someone that you love. Mm-hmm. Call them up. Tell them you love them. And tell them you miss them. Reminisce about an old time, a fun time that you guys had together. Make them laugh, make them smile, and tell them you love them. Thank you all for listening. I love you so much. Bye.